It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jeff Lutz with me. I'm Bob Lutz, the main host. 869-1240 is the phone number. Jeff busy watching his Guardians attempt a sixth-inning rally to overcome the Minnesota Twins and wrap up a playoff spot in the American League. How are things going today? Your schizophrenic view of the Guardians, where are you today?
I don't know if it's schizophrenic. I just want to get this business taken care of. I want a fly ball right here and not a terrible swing and get a run in, and let's move it along. And
well, you just chased the ball 6 feet high, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Rocchio got the game-winning hit last night. He's trying to be a little bit of a hero again.
You do what you got to do in this game. Am I right?
You do what you got to do in this game. You couldn't be more right. What an apt description.
Pretty vague, but you get it.
I sure do.
So here's what we have for you on the show today. Let's just jump right into it. Tyson Barley from Heston. They're off to a 2-0 start. And Tyson Barley extremely enthused about being on our
really?
Show today. Yeah.
Is he the coach?
He is the head coach. Well, Matt Tate will join us. We'll talk some Kansas football with somebody who's been covering it for quite some time.
Well, we better block out hour number two for that one.
Yeah, he likes to talk, but that's okay.
That is okay. We love it.
Matt Tate from Wave the Wheat. So we'll get Matt Tate's thoughts on where the Jays are as they head into a Saturday game at West Virginia. And then coming up in hour number two, we'll have picks. I reached out to Anthony very early this morning to see if he could possibly do the show, and here we are at 2:02. Nothing.
It's interesting.
Kid works a lot of hours.
I guess he does.
Works strange hours.
I don't know what his situation is.
He works
really.
Works late.
Works late. Works early. I don't know. I don't know.
No,
really
he's fighting his way through.
It's what we all got to do. You do what you do, you got to do in this life, right?
Very few people can live independently well off like me.
Oh, is that right? Are you independent?
I am. I got to figure out a few things, but we're making our way.
Proud of you.
Well, are you really?
Sure. What are we talking about?
Somebody came to our building today and said, "How long are you going to do this?" And I said, "I don't know."
Is that their only reason for showing up?
No, that's part
just
of the
to pepper
conversation.
You
I said, I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody knows.
It's a mystery to me. I guess as long as I can, right?
Much of life is a mystery.
I don't really have anything. What do you got?
You don't have anything? We're just at the start of the show. You're going to have to come up with something.
Well, I got stuff. But
2 hours.
You didn't quite get what you wanted to get done there.
Hedges, that's fine.
Looks like a beautiful day in Cleveland.
Got the top of the order coming up. We'll figure it out.
Well, there you go. As they go to the seventh. Royals last night. I guess I'll start there. This is all, the September baseball is amazing and has been forever because there are teams that completely fall apart in September throughout history. And then there are those teams that somehow find it.
Can't really predict it.
The Detroit Tigers have found it.
They're winning. They're playing extremely well.
With a bunch of guys that were in the minor leagues earlier in the year.
Yeah, and going into Kansas City at this time of the year in a big series like that and sweeping the Royals.
And beating their three main guys, right? I know Lugo and Reagans were the last two. I think Brady Singer.
Yeah, I'm not sure to be 100%
was the first
honest.
Game starter. No, Marsh. It was Lugo, Reagans, and Marsh.
Okay.
So they beat Marsh last night. But they swept that series. They're within a half game of the Twins. Twins got to have this. And on the flip side of catching fire, you got the Minnesota Twins.
They're doing the opposite of that.
Who are sinking quickly.
Like a stone? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I was thinking of something more creative.
The Royals play today?
I don't go to the simple stuff. But I'll admit I couldn't come up with anything more creative. So I said quickly.
Sinking quickly.
But if I said sinking like a stone, half the audience... Ah,
well, what else sinks?
Well, that's a trident. That's not imaginative.
Well, neither is sinking quickly, to be honest.
Well, that's what I said.
Who
I couldn't come
today?
Up
the
with
Royals,
anything better.
Do the Tigers play? What's going
Royals
on?
Royals don't play. Tigers don't play.
So they could be tied with Minnesota after the end
that's
of this
correct.
Game.
The Atlanta Braves do play, and they're leading big on Cincinnati. They're chasing the Mets for that last wild card spot. The Mets are at home against Philadelphia tonight.
I think Arizona's tied for that spot, too.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you're right.
All right.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm pretty sure the Mets and the Diamondbacks have the same record, so I don't know.
I'd love to be able to tell you yes, but I think you're wrong.
I don't know. I really don't. I just.
Well, then why'd you pop off?
Well, I thought that was the case, and I haven't paid as much attention to what's happening in the American League.
In the National League.
In the National League.
Could you be more?
I haven't been paying as much attention, but I'm pretty sure.
Right now, you've got in the National League wild card race, you've got. The Phillies, Dodgers, and Brewers are leading the division. The Padres are a couple games up on Arizona and the Mets, who are tied, like I said.
Thank you.
Atlanta is...
Two back.
And they're really the only other team with a chance. So we'll see. That's how it looks in the National League.
Cardinals got one last night. You happy? Are they two over
The only
now?
Reason I'm happy, and I much prefer it when they win, I'm much happier. The only reason I'm happy is because we're getting to see more of Thomas Sejace, Jordan Walker, Yvonne Herrera, although not enough. Herrera should be Pedro Pop. Give me a break. I can't wait for this season to be over and for them to get a real baseball person in this organization, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope it happens for you. Turn
I hope
my game
it happens
off
too. But Jordan Walker hit a ball last night, and he's not a finished product. Don't get me wrong here. He's still hitting below 200 for the whole season, but since he's been back up, he's hitting close to 275, 280 with some power. And he hit a ball last night with the bases loaded, 116 miles an hour.
That's impressive.
Your mic needs to be on when
That's impressive.
Why do you do that to your mic?
I just told you yesterday. I forgot to turn it back on after I drank water. I'm a forgetful person. It's alarming at worst.
I mean, I don't get it. I've never forgotten anything.
Never?
No, I don't forget.
You don't forget anything.
We had.
I don't think that's true.
We had a group of people in our building today meeting, and one of the young women, I like to ask where people are from, because I like to know that stuff. And she said she was from Fowler. And I said, oh, home of the, home of the, what? The gold bugs or something like it. I think it's the gold bug.
It might be.
And she was just amazed that I knew that. And I asked her, who's the best football player to ever come out of Fowler High School? And she said, Dave Harris. And I said, you're exactly right. How'd you know that?
Why wouldn't she know that?
And
she's from there.
And she said, I used to date his son.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? You know what little things you can pick up just by starting a little innocuous conversation? You ought to try it sometime.
Well, I'm not going to call you out, but I could.
Go ahead.
You don't like when people do that to you when they put you on the spot. You just want to make me look bad, and you say all that stuff. So why would you put somebody else on the spot?
How can you make somebody look bad by asking them where they're from?
No, by asking them who's the best football player to come out of Fowler.
Ask me.
Ask you what?
Anything, and I'll tell you.
All right. Name the two Spin Doctors hits.
No, I want you to ask me something personal.
And what album they came
that's
off
not,
of.
That's not comparable.
How is that
ask
not
me
comparable?
Something personal.
You have
personal.
That CD.
I don't remember. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Yeah,
and,
what's the other one?
Two-word thing. What's it called?
Two something.
Two
Princes.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Pocket full of kryptonite, the
there
album.
You go. Paul, call me. Ask me something personal.
What does that mean, personal? Of course you're going to know the answer to
ask
a personal
me, where'd
question.
Where'd you go to, you know?
I don't understand what we're doing here.
Ask me where I went to high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, Derby.
Okay, good job. I don't understand how that equates to.
Ask me about a high school memory of some.
All right, what do you mean?
Ask me something
that's not
about
the same
high school.
Why?
Because I just want you to.
No.
You never have.
So? I'm not that interested in your high school years.
Really?
Not really.
You know, I went and bought my dad's old yearbook online.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. I found that for you. You're welcome.
I've looked at that many times.
Yeah, but that's interesting.
You're not interested in my high school years?
That's from the 20s.
Well, I'm from the 70s.
70s, meh. This is 9 years before I was born. There's not that much interesting going on then.
Really?
I don't think so.
So there's nothing you want to know? Where we hung out?
No.
What we did?
Mm-mm.
Where we congregated?
We dragged Douglas. I know
no,
that's
we
all.
I'm
that's
talking
all
about
you ever
Derby.
Did.
We had hangouts
I'm
in
sure
Derby.
You dragged Madison.
We didn't drag.
Dragged Rock. I don't know what
we
you
hung
did.
Out at Pete's Taco Time.
Taco Time?
Pete's Taco Time.
I'm sure it's amazing.
They're in El Paso Village. It was phenomenal.
That sounds great. Sounds
and
unbelievable.
One of my Facebook friends recently posted on her page, the daughter of the owner, Pete Mendoza, posted a photo of Pete serving some people at Pete's Taco Time. Don't you think that's interesting?
Taco Time. That's funny.
Do you not think that's interesting? Would you want your daughter to think something about you is interesting?
If she does, she does. If she doesn't, she doesn't.
Do you tell her anything?
If she wants to know
would
stuff.
Would she know today where you went to high school?
Yes.
She would be able to tell that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
I've told her lots of stories.
I'm a little surprised you shared that information.
Well, I hope she would know.
How about middle school?
No, no chance.
You want to know where I went?
Derby.
Derby Junior High.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Want to know where I went to elementary school?
Derby Elementary.
Pleasant View Elementary.
How many elementaries were in Derby back then?
At the start of my career, my education career, there were two, Pleasant View and Swaney. And then they added El Paso.
Do you have any friends at Swaney?
I didn't get across town that often.
Were they?
I was over on the south side of Derby.
Yeah.
I played baseball.
Weird how that worked back in the day. I didn't have any friends at other elementary schools outside of maybe some people I played sports with.
Yeah, that's how you got to know other people.
But most of my friends were at my school.
Sure. Duh.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
Why?
For kids have friends all over the place.
Social media, I guess.
Exactly.
That's why it's called social media.
If you want to call it that.
Well, I mean, there's some good aspects of social media.
Couple.
Yesterday, all the J.D. Souther tributes were very good, and I enjoyed them enormously.
Even mine?
Mm. I'm talking about the people who knew him.
I get it.
And I enjoyed reading those and some video clips that were put up. It was enjoyable. That's when X or Twitter, that's when it stands out.
Well, you got to go and try to appreciate those people while they're still here.
Well, I do.
Good.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, you know, it's sad. You don't want it to be a sad occasion after somebody dies and you see these clips.
Well, but nobody's posting about J.D. Souther before he passed away.
Well, they should be. That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean they should be? I'm sure there were people. But when somebody passes away, throughout the annals of time, you have the acknowledgement and the respect.
It's weird.
That's why they have eulogies at funerals. That's the way it happens.
Before I found
it's
out.
It's too bad that those people who have passed away don't get to hear it. They get to they don't get to hear it.
Right.
So maybe tell them before they're gone.
So I just,
would you like to do that with me right now?
I thought I have.
Not really.
It's weird. I was on it was the day of, but before we found out, because we found out the following morning that J.D. Souther had
it's
passed.
Not, you're disrespecting it.
I don't believe that it is Souther.
You're disrespecting
it. I think
it.
S-O-U-T-H is South.
Did you not watch all the videos that pronounced his name? Yes. Did you not do that?
I played you a Glenn Frey one where he says South.
There's not one. No, he didn't.
To me, he did. J.D. Souther?
Duda didn't believe it.
Yeah, Duda's. Anyway, I was on a big New Kid in Town kick that day, which is ironic, I guess.
Good. J.D. Souther co-wrote that song for the Eagles. And there you go. But, I mean, let's get it right. Let's get it straight. Let's be factual.
I still will go to my grave thinking it's Souther.
I don't think you will.
Souther.
Listen, the Eagles will pay tribute to him. Listen to what they say.
Tomorrow.
They're not, Don Henley's not going to get up there. My buddy J.D. Souther. No. It's just not going to happen.
Well, we'll find out, except I don't think I will.
Why?
I'm not sure I'm going to seek anything out. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you will.
I don't know what I'm going to do. This is a different ball game
for me. I just saw Leonard had called and hung up. Leonard, my apologies. I didn't check my phone.
That's on us, Leonard.
Leonard, if you want to give us a call right back, we're ready. We're ready to go.
It was Skinnerd?
Don't be an idiot.
Well, Skinnerd's name is Leonard.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yes.
Lenny?
It's Leonard.
Lynn?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from Skinnerd in forever.
Maybe now that I've outed him, he'll call.
We haven't heard from KU Pat, and nope. That bothers me some.
Yeah, especially.
That one bothers me.
Especially, yeah. He didn't call yesterday when Duda was here. What's the deal?
No, it's not about Duda. It's
but he
about,
usually does call when Duda's here.
It's about, he hasn't called us since football season started.
Well, we hope he's okay.
That's always where I go.
I don't want to think too darkly, but yeah, you just hope he's okay. I feel like we would have found out if he wasn't.
I get emails from him quite often. I haven't gotten one of those in a while.
Well, that's not good.
I don't know. So if anybody knows about KU Pat or KU Pat, if you're listening and you've been one of our most loyal listeners, just to ease our minds.
Just give us a call.
Be good to hear from you.
Exactly.
Say that again, Andrew. It is Leonard Skinnerd. Hello, Skinnerd.
How do? So that's Andy answering the phone.
Andrew, yeah.
Well, if you're going to call me Leonard, you know,
he probably doesn't know you.
Did he object to you calling yourself Skinnerd? What's going on?
No, I'm not getting into that guy's mind. Okay, I want to. Some of us are out here toiling, and I have no time to waste while cutting corn. But you brought up Dave Harris, Bob. What KU track athlete did he marry? Who did he marry? If you need a clue, I'll give you one. Would you like a clue?
I can't. Yeah, I won't be able to think of it, but I know I can see her.
She was a hurdler from Norwich. She was a hurdler from Norwich.
Yeah, give me her
name. Her
name. I'm not going to be able to.
Her first name and last name both begin with L. And you told me that you're not losing your memory. We all are. Lisa Lowry.
Give me her name, Skinner. There you go.
Lisa Lowry.
Yeah, I
got you.
Hey,
you guys. Okay, I'm giving you one report about KU Pat. Him and I both called another sports talk radio station the other morning. And I was first, and he followed up. So,
wow, what are you guys doing?
He's still full of his KU stuff, but, you know, he cries every year that he's given up his season tickets. I don't know.
What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you calling other stations?
What's that all about?
Well, why are there other stations?
That's a great question.
Because I like to be a thorn, okay?
All right, Skinner, thank you. We appreciate it.
We'll see you.
We have to take a break. We got to get
whose disloyalty are you more alarmed by in that situation?
I don't like disloyalty. Tyson Byerly, the head football coach at Heston, joins us. Heston 2-0. They've beaten Halstead and Hoisington. They have Hillsboro this week. Then they run out of towns that start with the letter H.
It's crazy.
Hey, Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. We like to reach out to coaches we haven't talked to before. You're off to a good start, 2-0. You play in a very solid league, the Central Kansas League. You have maybe your arch rival, I think that's fair to say, Hillsboro coming up this week at home. How are things looking?
Yeah, things are rolling pretty well over here. You're right with the H-Towns. We kind of got a battle of H-Towns going on right now. So, you could argue whether it's Halstead or Hillsboro as our main rivalry. It's kind of just who we're playing next, really, when it comes down to those guys.
You've won a couple of close games, and that kind of started for you last year, kind of in the second half of last year. You were pulling those games out that were closer. What's been maybe the difference since then, and how has it kind of carried over to this year, and what's the difference in those games between winning them and coming up short?
Yeah, you saw it last year about midway through the season. We really just kind of started to click a little bit. Guys started to fulfill some roles last year that were new. You know, took them a couple games to kind of get going, and then they got comfortable, they gained the confidence, and that has carried over through our offseason. And the difference is this year is not that we didn't expect to win last year, but it's just a whole different mentality with these guys. We returned 37 guys from the roster from last year that gained that experience, that gained that confidence, and the offseason workouts, it was just a different feel. The beginning of camp was a different feel, and our guys come out, they're not panicking at all. They expect to win. I mean, last week we were down 10-0 after 5 offensive snaps because of turnovers, and I never felt that our confidence was wavering. I never felt that we had an issue or anything like that. I just saw guys like rally and say, hey, all right, let's go, let's get after it, and that's what they've done.
Tyson Byerly is our guest. He's the head football coach at Heston and has been doing that for quite a while. So what is it about that community, Tyson? Tell us a little bit about your background. Are you a native Heston person? Hestonian, is that what we call them? Tell us about your background.
Yeah, I'm not from Heston. In fact, I grew up not liking Heston because I grew up in Nickerson. So we always played them, and I think maybe in one game in high school we beat them. Maybe my sophomore year, I'd have to look back again, but in football, we never beat them in basketball, and they didn't have baseball back then. So I grew up in Nickerson, very familiar with the area, very familiar with a lot of the coaches that have been around for a long time. My dad was a girls basketball coach, so I kind of lived that life of knowing what what that took, and just kind of took on to teaching and coaching and following kind of his footsteps. But I was at Sterling for 10 years, actually. That was my first job, and then came over here. This is my eighth year now at Heston.
I'm interested in your quarterback. He's a sophomore, Jarek Humphreys. He got into a game last year, so he did get a little bit of experience as a freshman. How is he as a leader? I know he's a three-sport athlete as well, so tell us about him a little bit.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Jarek Humphreys. You know, he kind of got the opportunity because our senior got hurt. You know, Reed Friesen was leading us last year, doing a great job, and he gets hurt on the very first Saturday of practice that we had on the very last play. Just kind of a sickening situation, just a freak accident. And he goes down and is going to be gone for the year. So, you know, Jarek, as a sophomore, I've told a lot of people this, Jarek as a sophomore is the most advanced sophomore in the system that we've ever had, that I've ever had as a coach. We've done a lot to merge our middle school and high school programs and staffs over the last couple of years. So Jarek has been in the system since seventh grade. And I mean, you can tell as a sophomore, he's reading things, he's seeing things that other sophomore quarterbacks have not been able to do. And he's done a phenomenal job stepping in, you know, in that class, in his sophomore class. If you ask who the leader is, everybody knows it's Jarek. I mean, they're going to say it's him in any sport. You said he was a three-sport athlete. Yeah, in any sport, he's going to have the ball in his hands at the end of the game when you want it. And he's done a tremendous job leading, stepping in and making some really big throws and big reads. And it's fun seeing a kid like that who's doing things the right way. He gets an opportunity, and, man, he's rolling with it right now.
Tyson Bowerly is our guest. He's the head football coach at Heston. Heston 2-0 facing Hillsboro in Heston on Friday night, tomorrow night. So I'm always curious to talk to coaches that I've talked to for the first time, and you fall into that category. In 3A, you've got Andale, which is just traditionally crazy. Cheney has Shelby Werman has built a juggernaut in Cheney. Mm-hmm. You've got Wichita Collegiate, which is always very solid. You've got three really tried and true programs that do it about every year. When you're the head coach at Heston, are you trying to get to that level, or are you just trying to get to the highest level you can get to?
No, we have our sights on those guys right there. And our off-season studies as a staff, our adjustments that we make, our summer training, I mean, everything is not let's go beat, you know, that 7-3 team. It's let's go beat that team that's undefeated. Let's go beat that team that's been up there for years. Yeah, that's what we're after. That's what our kids are after this year, too, and it's been fun to see that.
That makes it more fun for everybody, right? If you you look at those schools and you look at those programs, and I'm sure you feel like I do that, man, what they've built there is incredible, but let's try to join them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we've got 11 seniors on the roster coming into this year. They've recognized, you know, their high school careers. We've been 19-19, and they've all said, you know, that's not good enough. That's not where it's not what we're after. That's not why we work so hard. That's not what we're doing. And guys like Carter Gonzalez, who's leading the way, who's being the voice of the team. And it's like, man, we're rolling with you guys. You guys have the high expectations. We've talked about expecting more from yourself, and they've done that. And yeah, it's like you said, that's what we're after, and that's what we're going for.
So, assuming you can tell Hillsboro apart from all the other eight schools that you've been playing, how big is this rivalry? How much do you kind of circle this one? You've won the last couple games in this rivalry that last year was a really close game. So how much do you guys get amped up for this one?
Yeah, we'll be amped up for this one. It's always a great matchup in any sport, really, with these guys. Because, I mean, we're so close. Everybody knows each other. It's interesting how many Hillsboro families are in Heston and how many Heston families are now in Hillsboro. You know, it's just kind of growing up in different places and moving towns. But yeah, we've had a lot of close games over the last couple of years. A lot of like those games where just weird stuff happens, you know, it's like, you know, whether it's trick plays or, you know, weird turnovers or, you know, whatever it is, but there's been a lot of those over the last couple of years. So, you know, we were up big last year early, it was 25-7. And then we just couldn't hang on. We couldn't do anything right in the second half. And they kept on plugging away and came down to a late interception for us to seal the deal. So we're going to be ready. They're going to be ready. It's our first home game. It'll be nice to finally play at Hobbs Stadium. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good environment.
Tyson Byerly with us. You mentioned you're from Nickerson. That's your opponent a week from tomorrow. How many times have you coached against your alma mater, and you have a good record in those games?
I believe it's twice. And now Mike Vernon, who's now at Hutch, was the last head coach that had faced over there. And he had Nickerson rolling for a couple of years before he went to Hutch. And they've got us, I believe. I believe I'm 0-2 against them. So I'm looking forward to facing them. It'll be fun. I've got family still over there. My nephew is actually a linebacker on the team, so it'll be fun to face them.
That will be fun. Well, it's really good to get to know you. You're off to a very good start. We like it when we have schools to talk about that maybe we don't traditionally get to very often. Tyson, thank you so much. Best of luck Friday night and throughout the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about my guys.
You bet. Tyson Byerly from Heston High School.
2-0.
It's a nice community down over in Heston.
I enjoy Heston.
When's the last time you went there?
Oh, it's been a long time, but...
Did you ever cover a game there?
Covered games, tennis, a lot of stuff in Heston.
I'm not sure I ever did cover a game in Heston.
Really? I like their football
stadium.
Seems
like I did. It seems like I remember maybe Heston being a place where it was difficult to get out of the stadium after a game because they may have locked me in.
That's a problem.
I don't know why that comes to mind. I'm not at all sure of that.
Why would they have locked you in? What were you doing out there?
Well, you take a little, you know, I mean, I was pretty fast on deadline, but sometimes the maintenance people don't want to hang around.
If I handed you one of those little, what were those things
you Radio
called?
Shack, whatever they were.
Would you know how to start a story?
What do you mean?
Like, you got to type in a little code thing.
No. What do you mean?
You got to type in, like, the slug and stuff.
No, I've forgotten all that. You had to go bracket, left bracket, SL, space, something.
Story.
That's all I
think
remember.
That was your story name at that point. I don't remember the rest.
There was a space between the SL.
Yeah.
And the whatever you typed in next.
And then it was, like, ET at the end.
Something like that. It was three letters.
Do you remember the 1-800 number to get to the... Which,
yeah, 800-825-6397.
Yeah, that's correct.
Do you remember? There's all kinds of stuff
you remember
in
your
my
number?
Brain. 800-268.
No, not 800.
316-268. What was it?
6597.
Yeah, it was. I put it out on Facebook yesterday. I was driving home and stuck in traffic and just... trying to let's sing a song, and I started singing Some Kind of Wonderful, and I
that's
didn't
the one you picked.
Yeah, I don't know why. Tell me why.
I don't know.
What is the brain? I didn't even remember picking it.
I often wake up with songs in my head because they were in my dreams.
This one, I don't think this was the case.
No subconscious,
and I had
appearance.
no idea that I knew all the words to it.
Do you? Did
and
you sing
I sang
it straight
it
through?
Straight through.
I mean, how does that song start?
Tell me.
I'm asking
seriously,
you.
Seriously, this may have been a moment where it just all came together.
I don't need?
Yeah. I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big, fast car.
Fine car.
I got everything that a man could need. I got more than I could ask for.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was good.
Was it?
That wasn't bad.
Man, if you knew all these words, I'd be... No, there's no chance. But I believe that you knew how to... There's so many words
in
this song.
No, I sang it straight through.
There's no way.
I did.
There's no way. Look how long this song is. I mean, it just goes on forever.
I don't need to stay out at night. I got me a sweet loving woman, and she knows just how to treat me right. Well, my baby, she's all right. Well, my
Can we
baby,
go to break? Don't we have somebody else
clean out.
To talk
we'll
to?
We'll take a break. Now, that was good.
Was it?
Yes. I think so.
It's interesting.
Of course, I
have a different word for it, but
what do you mean?
Nothing.
You didn't like it?
Oh, I loved it.
I wonder if my wife liked it. She's my ultimate test.
Yeah, she would always say if she doesn't like something.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, we're going to talk some Kansas football here with Matt Tate, longtime KU beat writer, been around the KU programs for many, many years, currently with Wave the Wheat. And hello, Matt.
Good afternoon. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. So there's been a lot of alarms going off around KU football, and I'm going to try to quell the panic with this statement. None of these losses, and they've lost consecutive games to Illinois and UNLV, were inside the Big 12, obviously. That first Big 12 game is this Saturday morning at West Virginia. And they drew maybe the weakest Big 12 schedule of any team in the Big 12. So given all that, what's the feeling about KU right now?
Well, it definitely depends on who you ask. And I think you have to throw that out there like you just did, because with conference realignment, who knows who's in what conference anymore. So I'm glad you clarified that. But yeah, it depends on who you ask. Look, the fans are freaking out. There's no, you know, not all of them, of course. It might be a vocal minority kind of thing, but that tends to be the loudest and most representative group of any fan base. And they're definitely panicked, especially in the aftermath of last week's loss to UNLV. You know, they wanted Jalen Daniels benched. They wanted Jeff Grimes' head on a plate, and anything less than that wasn't going to be good enough for them. Maybe they've calmed down a little in the days since, but they are still very, very panicked, and I think it's understandable because that's what fans do. But what's funny to me is you just pointed out exactly what everybody is and with reasonable thinking should be focused on, and that's the fact that nothing's really lost yet. They win the next 9 games, it's still one of the best seasons in school history. Maybe they don't think they're going to win the next 9 games because of the way the last 2 went, but I wouldn't put it past this team at all. It's still a talented team. If anything, they're more eyes wide open and awake and locked in than ever right now because of what happened in the last 2 games. And, you know, they just have to play better. But the talent is there. The schedule is there. And how quickly we forget, gentlemen, if they go, let's say they drop a couple more and they finish this season 8-4. you know, in the eyes of a lot of fans, that's going to be a really disappointing outcome. And I promise you that over the last 15 years, 8-4 wasn't even anything people could realistically talk about. So, like I said, how quickly we forget how bad it was, and also how far they've come. So, you know, they got to go one game at a time. It's cliche as heck, but that's what they have to do. If they do that, build a little momentum, then yeah, they could absolutely still be a contender in the Big 12. And you know, it has to start with better quarterback play. And if they get that, I think they would have won both of the games they lost. So it's very much all still in front of them.
What is fair to expect from Jalen Daniels? We know how talented he is. We know how well that he's played in the past, but he's had two pretty significant injuries, and no matter how talented you are, young or in shape, that can take a toll on your body. We know he's probably still knocking off some rust. So is it as simple as, hey, good quarterback play and they're in these games or they win these games, or is that maybe a tougher task to come by over the first month or two of the season?
Well, you know, yeah, it definitely is. And again, the fans are heavily critical of offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes right now. But the bottom line is, if Jalen didn't throw it to the other team as much, nobody's even talking about Grimes today. So Lance Leipold has gone out of his way to make sure people understand this isn't on one kid. It's not on one person. It's the mistakes and the 1-2 start. No one single person is to blame for that. And it's also not on one person to, you know, bounce back or elevate themselves from that. So that's good coaching. That's how you have to look at it. But there's no doubt that the quarterback play has to be better. And you know, Jalen's competitive and he's tough and he's been through a lot mentally, physically too. You know, I've talked to a few of his teammates this week and I can tell you for sure that those guys aren't worried about him in the least bit. I mean, they believe he is the dynamic, explosive, efficient, talented quarterback that we all believe he is and that we've seen him to be at times in the past. But I think what's so important, and you talked about the rust, you know, everyone knows he missed a lot of last year and a chunk of the season before, but I did the math. I mean, he only played a half in the opener this year because they were rolling over Lindenwood, and so he played the first half, and that was good enough. So if you treat that as a half game, he's played 6.5 games in the last 22 months. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just really, really hard to ask anybody to be at their best when you've played that little in that big chunk of time like that. I mean, it is a process. It is something that he's going to have to work through. And you know, if he hadn't thrown those interceptions, maybe he'd be there right now. But I think there's definitely, it appears that there's definitely a part of him that you know, he's questioning himself. He's doubting himself, and he's a really, really confident kid, so I'm sure that makes him feel pretty uncomfortable. And he's saying all the right things, and he's trying to, you know, talk like he's not questioning it or concerned about his own ability and all that. And that's what good players do and what leaders do and all that stuff. But, you know, inside his head, there's it's just human nature that you have to think he's probably a little bit concerned or shy or whatever it is about, hey, am I still the same guy? And it could be subconscious thoughts, or it could be, you know, banging on the front of his brain or whatever it is. But either way, you know, he's got to find a way to get some rhythm going. And, you know, he's shown moments. He's had some really good throws and he's had some really good drives, and he ran a couple of touchdowns in and looked good doing that last week. But he just hasn't found that rhythm yet and hasn't been able to sustain it. And then that one mistake comes and it kind of two steps forward, one step back type of thing, you know. So there's no doubt that he has it in him. And it's also very possible that it could take some time.
Matt Tate, our guest, he writes about KU athletics for R1S1Sports.com, Wave the Wheat. That's Row 1, Seat 1. How are you enjoying this new gig? And then I want to ask you,
yeah,
on the second part of that, Jeff Grimes has an incredible resume. I know KU fans would like to have a word with him at the moment, but this nobody expected this stuff. It's crazy what's happened with Kansas out of the chute. And when I said that they still have opportunities, they don't play Utah, they don't play Oklahoma State, they don't play Arizona, and they don't play UCF in this crazy jumbled new world of college football conference alignment. So they're missing some of the big ones.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you know, this week's big because right now there's no room for error. I think that's what the two losses has done. It hasn't hurt them in the Big 12 standings or in their goal of competing for a Big 12 title, but they just can't take any more losses right now for the mentality and the fragile nature of the program right now. I mean, one more would bring some more questions and some more fan scrutiny and all that stuff, right? So this week is huge, and it's on the road, and that's obviously always tougher. So big game there, but you're right. The schedule is very favorable, and that's why the expectations were so high. I mean, it's a good football team, but it's also a good football team that faces a really favorable schedule, and that's why you had people talking about Big 12 title and college football playoff and not just – you know, people around here, but some of the national, you know, college analysts were talking about it too. So, you know, it happens. Nobody saw it coming, but it's definitely about what they do from here and how they respond to it. And Lance Leipold's built to coach players and teams to respond to this kind of stuff. And these guys have been, you know, a true reflection of what he's all about really almost since day one. So I think they're up for the challenge of responding, and we get to find out Saturday. But to answer your first question, I really enjoy the new gig. You know, it was 20 plus years at the Journal World here in Lawrence, and you know, chasing down every possible news angle and being a true beat guy and trying to break stories and trying to find out, you know, what happened and reading arrest reports and all kinds of things that the job entailed. And this one's much more feature oriented. This one's a lot more about just tell the stories of who these kids are and what makes them tick and you know, their experiences as Kansas athletes. So it's allowed me to do some really cool stuff and some different stuff than I was doing for the past 20 years. And for that, I've really enjoyed it. And I've really enjoyed it when there's been some breaking news that I don't have to even react to, really. If I want to do anything with it, I can kind of do an analysis or a column type reaction to it. But I certainly don't have to get it up before everybody else. And I'm not in the rat race there anymore. So for that reason and for more time with my family, I'm enjoying the heck out of it. So I appreciate you asking.
Who are you, Adrian Wojnarowski, for crying out loud? That's exactly some of the reasons he gave for his bombshell decision.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
And go hey, Matt, figure, thanks. In this world
go
we
ahead.
Live in, in this world we live in, he got torn apart for it. Oh, don't be so dramatic. Yeah. You know, no, it's a real thing. That Biddy said about, or Adam Schefter said about the phone in the shower to see a text coming through the glass doors. You know, you've probably been there. I know I've been there, and it's a real thing. So it's been a nice change of pace, and I'm enjoying it. And there's a lot of great stories to be told at KU, and not just with football and basketball. That's one of my favorite parts. You know, I'm telling stories about golfers and soccer players and volleyball, and you know, we're really trying to hit all the programs and all the athletes because they all have their own unique story, and some of them are pretty incredible. So I've really enjoyed it.
All right, well, we appreciate it. KU, again, on the road at West Virginia, 11 o'clock kickoff coming up Saturday. Matt Tate has been our guest. Matt, thank you.
Yeah, great to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me, and don't be a stranger. I'm ready anytime.
All right, we definitely will. All right, there you go, a little KU update with Matt Tate. Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We are going to get to our picks at about 3:25. The big fella Anthony, Jason Duda, will join us. Those of you wondering, and I can't tell you how many do, I'll get to the standings for our picks
shortly.
Well,
let's get to our caller.
Here's KU Pat.
Thank you.
We're relieved to hear from you. Upset that you've been calling other shows. And lots of mixed feelings right now, Pat.
Well, it's nice to have people concerned about me. The only reason I called Phil Stevenson show. Chris Davis.
No, we don't mention other shows.
Yeah. He was talking about J.J. O'Donnell, Jack O'Donnell, who was actually my supervisor at the post office and just one of the nicest, greatest guys I've ever known. And so, and plus Chris
Davis.
Let's
give that some context. Jack O'Donnell, a longtime professional baseball player, then one of the all-time legends in semi-pro baseball here in Wichita, as a member of the Rapid Transit Dreamliners and a male person. So yeah,
he was maybe the best. Well, he was the best supervisor I ever worked for. Believe me, there weren't many, but he was great. And then Chris was at the game Friday night, sadly, like I was, and we talked about the venue there at Children's Mercy, which is an amazing venue. But I also want you to pass this on to Duda. Go against KU the rest of the year. I do not blame him. The only time he took KU was against Illinois, and that didn't work. So I think he's right. Every time he takes KU and the picks, they lose. And, you know, I'm frustrated. I'm not willing to give up on the season. But what Matt didn't tell you is there was noticeable booing in this game. And I don't think it was aimed at Jalen Daniels. I think it was aimed right where it should be, Jeff Grimes. Some of the play calling the last 2 weeks have been mind-boggling. So, anyway, you know, if they win Saturday, things are righted. But this season could really go south very quickly. And this was the year.
This is not a gimme coming up Saturday for sure.
Oh, of course it isn't. But, you know, I have faith in Daniels. But I don't know how much, you know, if he has another bad game. And there were people chanting, "We want Ballard." I would never do anything like that. But
yikes.
I don't know. I don't know if Daniels isn't 100%. Maybe he is rusty. But anyway, it is concerning. But, no, you guys, I'm still loyal to you. And by the way, Skinner, who I followed calling Stevenson, I don't know where he got that I said I'm ready to give up my KU football. Never said anything remotely.
You mean Skinner was inaccurate?
I know, it's hard to believe, but I don't want to get Skinner
too
mad.
We love you, buddy.
I don't think he knows where I live, and I don't want him to know.
Thanks, guys. We have fun with our callers. I miss the old days.
Sure.
Because really, as good as I am,
oh my God,
the callers can really enhance the show.
What is your deal?
Why don't you just roll along with it?
I'm not going to roll
along
with it.
Every time I do it, I get a great reaction from you.
Thank you. I am a great reactor, and I appreciate that.
And that's what I like doing. So it's all for effect, and it always works.
Absolutely.
Anybody who truly knows me knows how humble I am.
Yeah, that's the first thing we notice.
Well, I mean, really.
Really, absolutely. All of us who truly know you, which is what, two people?
There's a lot of people who
no
think they truly know me.
There aren't that many.
Really?
No, you don't let people in.
Oh, for crying
for,
out.
For like
you know
real,
my wife
real?
Can hear this.
I'm not talking about your wife.
You think I've let her in?
I still think there's some areas where you wish not to be vulnerable with people, but, you know, it's all good. It's hard.
Why can't you look at me when you're
talking? Because
I'm watching
this game.
Why can't you look me right in the eye?
You did not swing at that.
Why don't you look me right in the eye and say something?
Vulnerability is difficult.
I'll knock those glasses right off your head, if you had any.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm wearing glasses.
Now, normally, with a runner on second, tie game, bottom 10.
Well, you're playing a game. It's in extra innings. If you can't score here,
you'd bunt.
You don't deserve to win.
You'd bunt
here
normally.
Why wouldn't you bunt?
Because Josh Naylor's not going to bunt. Josh Naylor's going to try to drive in the run.
Who's up next?
What is our lineup today? Lane Thomas?
Well, you better hit the ball to the right side. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of my pet peeves. If you get to the bottom of the 10th in a tie game, you better bunt.
You're not bunting with Josh Naylor.
I don't care who you are.
He's trying to hit a double. I don't know what, I mean.
I don't care who you are. The only play in this situation is a bunt.
Is it?
That forces them to either bring the infield in, which is most likely what a team's going to do, or walk the next two, set up a force at any base. You force the opposing team to go into almost a panic mode. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, but it's
and
Josh
this,
Naylor.
They're so happy he's swinging away. Because this is, you can
if
deal
he,
with this.
He might not end it, but
you
Lane
can
Thomas
deal with
will.
This. This clown pitching, is this a former wind surge player?
Theobar, no.
No? He better throw a strike.
It wouldn't hurt.
And if he doesn't, you by golly better bunt with Lane Thomas.
I'm trying to see if the game is synced up on radio because I want to hear my phrase that I love hearing. And I'll play it. If
what? What's the phrase?
Cleveland.
Man, this is just awful.
You will have an October to remember.
That's just awful. Lane he Thomas struck
is,
out.
Lane Thomas is going to end it. I'm not worried.
Get the guy to third. You know you hate that play, that baseball play. You know you do.
No, I don't.
Oh.
He's not going to be able to lay a bunt down. He hasn't bunted in his career.
They should all be able to sacrifice bunt. There, now they walk Lane Thomas. Right move. They'll get to some clown who hits into a double play, and Minnesota will score 7.
Andres Jimenez. And it might be.
Yeah. Why aren't you upset about this?
Why would I be upset?
I'd be so mad I could spit.
There's nothing to be upset.
If the Cardinals were doing this.
There's nothing to be upset. So you want Paul Goldschmidt to bunt?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Even though he's probably
I want
never.
The runner at third with less than 2 outs. That gives me my best chance to score.
They're still walking Lane Thomas.
Paul Goldschmidt, of course I want him to bunt.
Goodness gracious. That's what a terrible decision. And then whoever's on deck, he doesn't get to hit.
Too bad. I mean, what's happened to the way people approach baseball nowadays? It defies logic to me.
Josh Naylor, he's got 102 RBIs or 106.
I don't care if it's Babe Ruth.
Really, Babe Ruth's bunting in that situation.
Get the runner to third with less than 2 out, and your chances of winning go up dramatically.
Well,
now,
sure.
Now with first and second and 1 out, not really that. No.
Miles Straw's on deck. Why wouldn't they walk Jimenez too?
You understand me?
This is awful. What if Miles?
I told you it's awful.
What if Miles Straw clinches the playoffs for us?
He won't.
Wouldn't that be an unbelievable story?
And so will Miles Straw.
He's
because you didn't do the right thing. There's a way to approach this.
Look
My
at him. He's
goodness.
3-for-7 with a double and a triple against Theobar in his career.
This is why people come to me for baseball. Because you've accepted this new era of, well, let's just swing for the fences.
Not swinging for the fences. You're letting your RBI guy try to drive in a run.
Let's get him in. Let's, instead of putting yourself in a position.
You have no idea what you're talking about. What if Miles Straw?
Of course I have an idea of what I'm talking
people,
about.
Of all people, sent us to the playoffs.
I couldn't be more clear.
What a story that would be.
I'm going to turn this game off.
No, you're not. What a jerk if you did that.
If these strikes out, I'm turning it off.
He drove in the run and the game's over.
No, it's not. Well, there is a base hit. The Guardians win. The Guardians win. Turn that off. Nobody cares. No, do you know where we are?
Cleveland, you will have.
You'll be in the playoffs.
Did you hear him?
No.
Well, now I got to rewind it.
You'll be in the. I don't want to hear it.
Listen.
95, you will have an October to remember.
Thank you.
What
Tommy.
If we don't remember it? What if they go 2-0?
I love it, Tommy. We will have.
What if they go 2-0?
We're in the playoffs.
You're going to remember that?
Yeah.
What a losing attitude.
What's a losing attitude?
I'm not happy unless I walk out with the pennant.
We will have an October to remember.
Unless I get to the World
what
Series.
What if he didn't say that one year when we won the World Series?
Unless I get to the World Series, I'm not happy.
We clinched a playoff spot.
And by the way, Detroit now tied for the final wild card spot. I texted our friend Tom Thurber last night. He's just elated.
He is.
Never
he's happy.
So happy for a young
well,
man.
Well, I would expect to hear a thank you from him.
What do you mean?
I'm the one who got him tied by beating the Twins texting. 3 out of 4. I don't know his number.
So you're welcome. You don't have Tommy Thurber's number?
I don't have a lot of people's numbers.
That's a shame. Longtime producer on this show.
Well, he left us.
And in the morning as well.
He left our show and he left our
state.
He
moved to Alabama. My goodness. You talk about a guy wanting to get away. Let's get to... we don't know the name of this caller, but he's calling. Wants to talk about baseball,
according
to Andrew.
Why would he give his
name? I don't know. Hello, whoever you are. You there?
Yeah, it's Alexander Jim, a long way.
You didn't tell him your name, Jim 35?
You didn't tell Andrew who you were?
Yeah, I told him I was Alexander Jim. He don't know who that is. I haven't called him in a long time. But
what's
I don't know.
What's going on with Andrew in the name situation?
What's up, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know what's happened in the last 8 hours, but the Yankees and the Dodgers are still in it, aren't they? World Series?
Yeah. I think
yeah,
so.
I think they're still in it. They're both going to be in the playoffs, Jim.
They're both going to be in the playoffs. Well, anyway, your dad
yes,
and your grandpa had some wonderful days when they had a New York-Brooklyn World Series. All kind of games of 1-0.
My grandpa couldn't stop talking about it.
He what?
My grandpa couldn't stop talking about it.
He wouldn't stop talking about it, huh?
Exactly.
I mean, those had to be the most boring games ever was, but everybody was listening to the TV if they had one or radio or something, just kept everybody on edge.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Jim. It's always good to hear from you. My dad and my grandpa.
I think
I like the reminder.
Probably predates a Brooklyn Yankees World Series.
Born in 1868, my grandfather. That throws you for a loop.
It is kind of crazy.
Look at you. The wheels are turning. You can't even make it work.
It's hard to make it work.
I
he
love
was
that.
Long gone by the
We're
time
in
you arrived.
2024. My grandfather, just two generations removed, was born
nearly 160 years ago.
A long time ago. Look at you. You're still trying to make it work.
No, I'm making it work. Man.
It's a long time.
What an easy life he probably lead.
Yeah, just a beautiful life. Yeah, he was born in 1868. My father was born in 1911. So he was 43. I was born in 1955 when my father had just turned or was within 2 weeks of turning 44.
Amazing.
Gives you a little hope.
Yeah, I'll get there. That's what I was.
Doesn't seem like
it. That was the plan all along.
Doesn't seem like it.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
All right, we'll get with these folks. Hopefully Max is there. Hello, Max.
Maybe not.
I'm here.
Hey, Max.
I'm right here.
All
Bob,
right.
Jeff?
Let me know when we have the others, and we'll get... We'll get started here picking today's games. You'd think Duda and the big fella would be a little more on the ball.
Is the big fella aware that he's part of this show?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with us the first 3 weeks. Are you, Anthony, are you aware? Thought we had him.
Sounded like we did.
Well,
Andrew, who do we have?
Is Duda.
There's Duda.
Oh, Mr. Excitement. as we wait for Anthony.
Are you as grumpy as you have been? Because it's getting annoying.
You know what's annoying?
Tell me, Duda. Anyway.
This is Duda.
Dude, did you see that Cleveland will have an October to remember?
No, I didn't.
Well, be happy.
All right, let's get going here. Here's where we stand. Let me, boy, I'll tell you, Jeff has taken the early lead, but not insurmountably because none of us are doing very well.
Still early.
It's been pretty pathetic. I'm at 6-18.
Yikes.
I mean, that's just awful.
One of the worst records I've ever heard.
I'm second in points. No, I'm third. Anthony has 47. I have 45. Jeff at 60. Duda and Max both at 39. We're picking 9 games this week as well. Let's get started.
Is Max, are you still there? Duda, are you still there?
I was here.
I'm here.
All right, we'll just get going here. I'm tired
we'll
of this.
Figure it out. No music. It's
Illinois at Nebraska.
There?
Nebraska at home. Giving 8.5 points. All of you shut up. Here we go. I'll start. This is an interesting game. I think it's going to tell us a lot about both teams. I think we're going to think a lot more of Nebraska after this one. I like them for 7. Jeff.
Yeah, we just lost somebody. I don't know who it was. Who knows who's even on the line? Don't even say anything. We'll just call you out. These picks brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and an official sportsbook partner of KFH. I'm right there with you. I think I already know about Illinois. They're not that good. Nebraska, 7.
Makes me worried. Duda.
Don't. I'm winning.
Jason Duda, do we have you? Andrew, I know you don't like talking, but you got to talk to me. Do we have Max?
It might just be the two of us.
Okay. Who's with us?
Me.
Okay. Is Tony around to help us? We're all right. Andrew getting a little upset with me. Whatever. We do what we do. Let's who's with is Duda, are you there? No. USC Michigan.
Max?
He's not. Jeff, shut up.
Somebody's there.
All right. I'm here.
There's Max right there.
All right, Max. Illinois, Nebraska. Nebraska, this is just the worst segment.
I've never heard a worse segment.
Nebraska giving 8.5 points. Who you picking?
I'm taking Nebraska for 6. They're at home. I'll go with the home dog.
There you go. Nebraska for 6. We're all in that Nebraska corner. No Duda, no Anthony. We'll hopefully get them and come back to them. Okay, Anthony. Who are you picking, Illinois, Nebraska?
Man, that's a good question. I had to make sure I was here first. Who's home team? Nebraska the home team?
Nebraska the home team. They are giving 8.5. Okay.
I'll take Nebraska. I'll take Nebraska, but I'm going to go 5.
All right. And, Duda, do you want to make it a clean sweep for the Huskers?
Well, you know, obviously in this situation, I love to do that, but not today. Illinois for 3.
He's been drinking.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia. Last week.
USC at Michigan. USC getting 5.5, I'm sorry, giving 5.5 points on the road to the Wolverines. We start with Jeff.
I don't expect this game to be particularly close. Michigan's going to a guy named Orgy to be their quarterback, so good luck with that, I guess. USC for 8.
Well, I got all kinds of jokes, but I don't know what I can say.
Don't we all?
Duda.
Yeah, I got USC for 5.
Boy, I want to say that so bad.
Say it.
No, I can't. I don't think I can. I think I'd get run off. My wife's listening. Max?
Yeah, I'm with Jeff. I'm going with the University of Spoiled Children for 8.
What about you, big
fella?
Hold
on a second. Somebody's like 20 minutes behind.
I like Jeff's take on it about some guy named Orgy. That was a good joke. I'm going to say USC for 4.
So what you're saying is, as a group, we've all picked against Orgy.
Not funny. You had a
no comment.
It was good. Why'd you go that far? Why do you?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I just said what we picked.
Why do you say something that's not funny?
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
I'm going USC for 6. Next up, one of the most interesting games of the week, and our bonus game. Tennessee at Oklahoma.
Did you skip one? Okay.
No, I didn't skip one. I'm going to our bonus game.
All right, fine.
Right here. Tennessee, a favorite on the road by 6.5 in Norman. Duda, we start with you. You got
Oklahoma,
your 10-point bonus last week.
I am not impressed with Oklahoma. I'm taking Tennessee. You got it. Tennessee for 10.
Tennessee for 10.
Ooh. I like this strategy. I like it a lot. I'm not brave enough to try it myself yet, but I'll get there.
Max, what do you think?
I'm impressed. Duda shoots the work again. Impressive. I'm going half that. Tennessee for 5.
All right. Big fella, what do you have here?
I'm going to go the opposite road. It's in Norman. I'm going to go, and I'm not an OU fan, but I'm going to go Crimson and Cream. 7.
How many points? 1 through 10.
7.
Ooh.
Wow.
This is such an unknown. Oklahoma's not terrible. They're pretty good.
They're okay.
Ranked. They're at home. Tennessee, I'm not. Let's hold off a little bit on Tennessee. Are we that crazy?
Tennessee is very good.
So is Oklahoma.
They're okay. Let's just pump the brakes.
I'm going to say Tennessee for 3. Jeff.
Due to strategy.
Duda's way up the wrong tree.
I don't think so. Duda's strategy's got me a little more confident and brave, but I'm still not ready to go for 10. I've got Tennessee for 7.
All right. All levels of confidence, and Anthony even went off the board to pick Oklahoma. Next up, Utah-Oklahoma State. What a game. Big 12 game, Oklahoma State at home, giving 2.5 points max.
I'm going to take I'll take OSU at home for 1.
Yeah, this is a good game. Anthony.
I'll take Utah on the road for 3.
For 3.
Yep.
I like Utah on this one, and I like them 4-5. Jeff.
I think you probably know where I'm going. I did have to make sure that Cam Rising is playing. I don't know how effective. It's kind of the Jaden Daniels situation. He's been hurt and banged up. But I think he leads them to a victory here. In Stillwater, in front of my friend, potentially David Michael Hahn, I've got the Utes for 4.
And what about you, Duda?
I was going to take Utah, but after that explanation from Jeff, I'll take Oklahoma State for 1.
Thanks for the 5-point swing. Appreciate you.
Yeah, really. Think for yourself. Next, we have Kansas in Morgantown to face West Virginia Saturday morning. Kansas getting 2.5 points here. We start this one with Anthony.
I'm actually going to take Kansas. They're away from home. No pressure. They don't have to hear the hometown folks booing. So I'm going to take Kansas. And 6. I haven't already got that
6.
One yet.
Wow.
6, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That is confident.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I do.
Boy, this is the hardest game out there, in my opinion. Kansas has to get this going. I'm going to pick them, but for only 2. Jeff.
I'm basically with that way of thinking. You tell me how tough it is to go win in Morgantown. Penn State goes in and clobbers West Virginia. KU should get this done, especially as an underdog. 1 point, though.
That's no confidence.
Well, I got to put 1 on something.
Duda.
West Virginia did not look very good, as Jeff said, against Penn State, but Kansas has not looked very good. I don't have a clue. So I got to go do what I do best. I'll take West Virginia, but just for 2.
Well, is that what you do best? Lose?
I pick against hey, Kansas.
Max, what's your pick?
Yeah, I'm sorry, KU Pat, but I got to go West Virginia for 2. At home.
All right. Anthony with the big confidence there.
Turn your phone or radio down, Max.
Yeah, somebody's phone.
I don't have a radio on.
Anthony, turn yours down.
Whoever it is.
Kansas State in Provo to face BYU. Very late start, 9:30 Central Time. Kansas State a favorite, 6.5 points. I start here. I like Kansas State for 8.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think they're going to get better and better. And that's my feel. You don't need to worry about it.
I think that's dumb.
All right, go. You get to pick.
I also have K-State, but I feel like it's kind of a Tulane situation. They might win by a touchdown. So that's barely covering, and I'm barely confident, too.
Well, fine. Duda.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a close game, so I'm taking the points, and I'll take BYU for 4.
Well, I feel better now.
What an embarrassment that you're even above water in this league. Max?
Hey, Jeff, if I was going to bet this game, who would I go to?
Oh, I've already told you that these picks are presented by FanDuel, and you should. But I appreciate that. That's what a good producer does, right there. That's excellent work, Max, and I can't wait.
And Andrew, you've been a great producer,
and I can't. That's not what
the
I
last
meant.
Last couple of weeks, Max, who are you picking here?
And I can't wait to hear your pick.
I'm going to go with K-State on the road for 3.
Good pick, Anthony.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a close game. It's out there in Provo, Utah. So I'm going to take Kansas State
but my confidence level, I'll say it's about three.
How many?
Three.
He already did three.
You already picked Utah for three.
Okay, two.
You got 1, 2, and 8
two.
Left.
Two.
Oh, you got, yeah, some 1, 2. You got 1, 3, and 8 now. Let's get to the NFL. We need to move this along. Houston at Minnesota. Minnesota getting 1.5 at home. What do you think, Jeff?
I got a comfortable environment for Houston playing indoors. They'll feel good. Houston for 5.
Houston for 5. Duda?
Houston for 8.
Houston for 8.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, I don't have that much confidence. I don't know the Vikings is 2-0. I'll take the Texans for 7.
All right, Anthony, you going to go Houston?
Actually, no. I'm actually going to roll the stakes real high on Minnesota. 8.
What?
My goodness gracious.
Wow, Anthony.
8, Minnesota. Hey, it's the NFL. I mean, a lot of crazy things have been happening, so roll with it.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm going to pick the Texans for 4. Philadelphia in New Orleans. Boy, this is a big one for the Eagles, and New Orleans has been maybe the most impressive team through 2 games. They're a 3.5-point home favorite against Philadelphia. Duda, you start.
Well, this line opened up Philly by 2.5. Now it's the Saints by 3.5. Saints have looked good. Philly has not. I got to run with the Saints until they decide to go back to the regular Saints. New Orleans for 7.
Wow. Max?
I'm with Duda. I don't know what's up with the Eagles, so I'll take the Saints for 5.
What about you, Anthony?
It's going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with the Saints. And 1, since it's what I have left.
1 point. I think it's, I don't know where the 7 and 5 comes. I think Philadelphia is desperate. And I think they'll cover here. But I don't have a ton of confidence. 1 point. Jeff.
I think Philadelphia might have a new coach when we're sitting here a week from now. I've got New Orleans for 3.
Put something behind it. You can't say something like that and then go 3.
I only have 8 points to work with here.
The Chiefs are in Atlanta on Sunday night. Kansas City a favorite, 3.5 points. We start with Max on this one.
So last week I'm sitting in the sports bar, and there's a couple of Cincinnati fans and a couple of Chiefs fans. And the Chiefs fan goes, "I'm not worried for the minute something left. I know we'll get a pass interference call." And they did.
And they did, and it was pass interference. Who's your pick?
Yeah, okay. The Falcons for 4 against the refs and the NFL.
Duda, would you like to say anything to Max?
No, I'll talk to him next week.
Duda went to Anthony, 10, and I was psyched.
Thanks for weighing in, Duda. Anthony, your pick.
We're talking about Falcons Chiefs, right?
Yes.
Okay. I forget what I had left on the board to give a number to. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'll never write these down.
Yeah, I know.
You have your 3-point pick.
No, he doesn't. He used that for Utah.
Oh, I'm sorry. 7. You have your 7-point pick.
Oh, well, it looks like it's going to be Atlanta for 7.
All right. I think this is a hard game, obviously. But I gotta pick it, right? I gotta go Atlanta for 3. Jeff.
I don't feel like the Chiefs on national television are gonna win this game by any less than a touchdown. So I got the Chiefs for 6.
Kansas City for 6.
Yeah, that's it.
What about you, Duda?
I got Atlanta for 6.
All right.
Why? I don't get that.
All right. Hey, 4 of us picked Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but History might be on your side.
It just has that feel. It just has that feel to it.
I feel you, man. It's a nice feeling to feel.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Thanks for Andrew to get everybody on. Anthony Castrovince on X, Twitter, points out that since 2013, the Dodgers have the best regular season winning percentage in Major League Baseball by quite a bit. Guess who's tied for second?
Cleveland.
You knew that?
Guardy. I know they've won a bunch.
Cleveland and the Yankees.
Kind of impressive. That's 12 years we're talking.
That wins something.
We're going to try.
Something big.
We're going to try, man.
That's all I ask. I mean, we can skirt around this all we want.
It's been a tough year for a first-place club. A lot of ups and downs this year for the Guards, but we're headed to October, and...
Well, you'll get to watch it. I won't.
You can watch it.
I don't think I will.
All right.
I like baseball, so I'll watch.
You should watch the Guards, at least. You have some emotional investment in that.
Yeah, some. Very little.
That's fine.
You don't have any in the Cardinals.
It's not true.
Couldn't care less.
No, you've won enough. I want to win one. Then you can win all the others. That's what I've said to everybody. If you're a fan of a team and you want to win the next 71 World Series, just let me win one.
That would ruin the game.
Don't care.
You don't want that to happen.
Don't care.
Really?
No.
You don't care if the game of baseball is ruined.
Give me one. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, what a pathetic.
Let me fly one flag.
What a desperate, pathetic. I can't even express myself how
much I don't
like that. Just give
me one. We have a good chance this year with that bullpen.
Shohei Ohtani stole his 50th base in today's Dodgers game. He's too short in home runs of becoming the first 50-50 player in Major League history. Incredible. Just think if he was pitching and he had 50-50.
150 or something?
200 strikeouts.
Be amazing. 50-50 is pretty cool, though.
Well, it is.
Probably going to be the first DH to win the MVP. And he might pitch in the postseason if you're listening to Dave Roberts.
That'd be a stretch.
I don't think I'd do it, but that's me.
It's not bad to throw it out there and make people think, but I know.
I don't think I'd do it.
I wouldn't do it.
They've lost Glasnow. They've lost Gavin Stone.
They'll be all right. They've got Yamamoto and Flaherty and Walker Buehler. And who's the other young kid?
Emmett something?
Sheehan.
Emmett Sheehan. Sheehan.
Sheehan.
Sheehan. And it's...
It's Sheehan.
Souther and Sheehan.
No, it's Sheehan. S-H-E-E.
Why does he get an emphasis and Souther doesn't?
Nobody's...
Just asking.
I will bet
something
you...
Something to think about.
When do the Eagles play at the Sphere?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. You know they'll do a J.D. Souther tribute.
Of some sort, yes.
And when they do, they'll...
Do you think they'll play one of his songs or just...
They'll let Vince Gill sing You're Only Lonely.
That'd be cool.
They got to work that up pretty quickly, but that's
Well, they worked up the Jimmy Buffett songs.
Not a problem. All right, thanks for listening. Tomorrow on the show, Richard Consum, the new executive director of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, will join us, as will Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. Hope you're here. Have a good night.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.